This is the Alan and Carly podcast.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. We're not outside, so I won't describe anything today. Actually, I will. Someone's taken my thing that I put my feet on under the desk.
Oh, poor baby.
Yeah, I know, but it's like it was looking rank, so I get it. But it's
it was
like
a foot. What was it? A poof. Well,
they call it a poof. It's a poof. And I'm like, I don't like that wording. I'm going to call it a footrest. But they took my footrest and like not, didn't replace anything. So I've been kind of like dangling my legs off the chair like I'm a child. Like a little baby.
I love a leg dangle.
No, and I don't like it. And also, like, I can't get as close to the desk. It's, oh, God, it's guys, seriously, pour out some alcohol for me.
Jeez, the stars have to align for everything to be right in your world, don't they?
I just want my poof back. Help me out, guys, please. Alpha Bucks, let's get into that. B for Bravo is your letter. And Carly, name me a male music group starting with B.
Backstreet Boys.
Bang, just like that.
Beastie Boys.
Yep, great call.
Or Bruno Mars, but he's got a band.
He's not a boy group. So we're going Boyzone.
Boyzone, Boys
or,
to Men.
There it is. That's the one, Boys to Men. That's what came to my brain straight away. Boys to Men.
A lot of Bs.
Yeah. One was C.
Bewitched, but they're a girl band.
Oh, yeah, that's girl. That's literally the opposite of what we are for. So, yeah, anyway, use that and hopefully win. C'est la vie. Is that you singing or is someone doing something to you behind?
That's literally. Me singing.
Oh.
It's like the best song that starts off with just just sounds. It's not even a word.
I think there's lots of songs that start with just sounds.
Is there?
Yep. Creed.
I think you'd be right. Oh, yeah. I think they're trying to have words, but they can't enunciate properly.
Oh, yep. Cool.
Yeah. I know you love Creed.
I weirdly enjoy them. And you know what? I'm not proud of it. I don't get it. I don't get what I've tried not to. And then a song comes on. I'm like, oh, what's this? And I'm like, oh, that's Creed.
There are things that I'm like that with too. Like for me, I always was like, you know what? Country music, not really my thing. Every single time
I get
suckered in by the Dixie Chicks. Every single
thing. No, but there's some country slaps. Like it turns off and you'll be like, what's this? And all of a sudden it's like you're hearing the mandolin and you're like,
well, we were talking about Blues Fest coming, and there's Nathaniel and the Night Sweats, and he
I
has
know that is, but
so he is, I would call him country, and he has like a very like honky tonk. I'm trying to talk country.
Well, you don't know country, but
I don't
like
know it.
It,
but there's this song he has, and it's such a country song, and I just love it. And I just all of a sudden I become country. I start slapping the knee. I start waving the elbows in the air.
Giddy up. Enjoy the podcast. Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly. And next up, our guest is from WA. You might remember her from this amazing song. We're or how about this one? Well, she has a brand new song out. It is Samantha Jade. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing well. I'm pumped up after reliving those songs.
I know. My gosh, the energy.
When you hear Firestarter, you're like, yes, the bangs. Bring them back, you know?
I know. My gosh, I feel like I'm on stage right now.
Well, before we get anywhere, we have to say congratulations on your wedding.
Oh, yes.
Oh, thank you. I know. Thank you so much. Yeah, it's actually quite a last-minute elopement, but, it's really nice. We've been engaged for, like, 4 years, so we were like, it's time.
Oh, yes.
Was there plans to get married during COVID that had to get postponed? You know what? Just gone. Just do it.
So many. Yeah, just because, you know, the borders were closed to Perth. I was just like, if I can't have my family there, like, I don't want to do it. And then I spoke to my dad, and I was like, Dad, we're going to get married. We're going to elope and do it just us, and then we're going to do, like, a big party. And he was like, done. Do it. Get it done.
You saw the price of it going, all right, we'll do that. Let's go rock and roll.
Oh, my
one.
God. Seriously, it's like they've added extra zeros if you say a wedding.
Talk me through your dress because I imagine a very, very important decision. How far did you book that in advance?
Oh, my gosh. I ordered it online a week before.
Wish.
I
was, you got it from Wish.
I was very chilled about it. It's a wedding, you know, for us, but we will still have a, you know, a special day with the family. So, but I was very chilled about it. I don't know. I think because I do events and I get to go to amazing things all the time, this was more about just how emotional, you know, it would be.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
I didn't have any of those at my wedding. No. get it, Julia, I love you.
Now, you did have Jules and Guy Sebastian there. Did he sing at your wedding?
Do you know what he actually did? He randomly, like, it wasn't planned or anything, and he actually had his camera because he had come from Bali. He was on, like, a songwriting camp in Bali, and then he met us there. And he was like, oh, I've got my good camera because I had it. And we're like, great, actually, because we didn't even hire a photographer. We were just like, we'll just take them on the phone. And I'm glad because he had his beautiful, like, photos that he took of us. But, he did. He actually sang a song. It was really sweet.
I feel like you can't stop him. I feel like he rocks up. He's just like, guys, I brought my own microphone.
I got this. I love that,
though.
Yeah, it was really special. Yeah, it was really nice.
Let's talk about the new song. Let's hear it for the boy. First off, I have to say, how dare you, because 2 minutes 28 is not enough time for me to go and pee. And these songs are getting shorter and shorter, Samantha. I need you to help me out. I need an 8-minute ballad. Come on.
I know. I'm actually really sorry about that, because even performing it, I'm like, oh, that's it. Oh, wow, it's over.
But I do love how it's like a burst of energy. So it's like, it's perfect for people that use these songs to work out and do cardio. It's like, I can handle 2 minutes.
Oh, that's good.
Cool. Totally. Yeah, I can definitely do that. Hey, that's a great way to look at it. That's a really good idea to say, well, guys, if you don't want to run on the treadmill for too long, you just have to do it for 2 minutes.
Yeah, I'm going to do 3 sets of Let's Hear It for the Boy from Samantha Jade.
And then that's my workout done.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then I'll have a rest to American Pie. That's my rest time.
Exactly.
Hey, Samantha, Christmas is coming up. Are you going to be in WA for that?
I'm coming home. Yay! Yes. I am so excited because the one before last, I was on my way to the airport, like on my way in the Uber. And I was on the phone to my dad and like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited to come home. And he was like, listen, there's one of those, like, you know, the conferences they hold. They're holding one now, like an emergency one. And I was like, wait, what? And then the borders got closed. And so I was literally on my way. So this year I'm like so excited because I'm hoping that nothing can get in the way of it because it's been too long since I've had a Perth Christmas.
Oh,
no, I'm sure it's going to be fine. There is a conference actually going on right now, but no.
No, there's not.
Samantha, thank you so much for the chat today. The new song is Let's Hear It for the Boy. You can get it, of course, on all your streaming services. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. So nice to talk to someone from home.
But Alan, we are heading to Busso on Saturday for McHappy Day. You can come on down and see us if you like. We'll be at the Maccas there from 10 to 1 if you want to come on down. So it's a great cause to get around. Happy to be there. But I thought, while I'm there for work, why not be there for play?
You're going to eat a lot of burgers like I am. I like it. Smart approach.
So Russ and I have decided to make a night of it. He's going to come on down. And we're booked up at Abbey Beach Resort. It's going to be beautiful.
Must be nice.
And it is nice, let me tell you, because this is a treat for Russ and I because, you know, we're pup parents. So this is our first night since we've come to WA away from our dog, Gabby. We're having a pet sitter.
I just realized, it's not dog friendly. Yeah, okay. All right.
So, you know, it's where mum and dad are going to let loose, essentially. But what I didn't account for is that people will be very loose because I didn't realize that our beautiful little couple's jaunt away to Busso coincides with leavers.
Oh, yes. We were literally chatting to a couple of people in Jarrah who are
and
heading
that's
down.
When it actually clicked to me.
Oh, no.
That I'm going to be a good old fashioned toolie.
You're a toolie.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, a lot of the festivities are in Dunsborough, but they do go up. Like they
do. Because for me, I'm staying somewhere with amenities, right? So I'm an amenities kind of gal. Uh-huh. Like I'm hitting up the spa.
Right.
I'm hitting up the pool. I'm hitting up all of it has to offer. In fact, that's the only time you'll catch me on a tennis court is if I'm staying somewhere with one. So for me, what like kind of ticked all the boxes for me about this place was like you can do like Bocce, they've got cricket sets for hire, all these things.
Wait, is that for Ramada? Are you getting paid for this? Is this a combination that you get it for free?
No, but my whole thing was like, I'm going to hunker down here. Like, this is great. There's so many things to do here, the swimming pools, all that type of thing. But I'm kind of like, do I retreat to my room and let the kids have fun?
Will the kids be there, do you reckon?
Yeah.
It's expensive, isn't it?
Mum and dad are probably footing the bill for these ones.
No, I hope not. I don't think so.
Or am I trying to be the old cool aunt? And I'm going to settle on down to the pool and
start handing out red frogs.
I'm like, do I just embrace it? Do I meet some great young people and get some great stories? Maybe I can pass on some wisdom. You know, they're at that turning point in their lives where it's like, you know, which way are they going to go in life? How are they going to pick a path? Like, I remember that like pivotal moment in life. Who better to guide them than the very own Carly Porch?
They'll look at you and realize what they don't want to be. This aging person hanging around.
Excuse me. I pay good money to not age, thank you.
Well, maybe pay more. They will spot you.
Here's their advice.
Hey, Giz, you want to go party with Auntie Carly?
Hey, that sounds good. No. How about party with Auntie Carly?
Absolutely not. No. You better not be down
there. I'll bring my little beatbox down. You know?
You will beatbox. Get out of here, loser. Oh, God, no. Absolutely not. No. No.
See you guys at Leavers.
Indecisive people. Let's talk about them. God, I hate them. When you go out to dinner and you go and you look at the menu for ages and then you come at your decision because you've already looked at the menu when you were home and they're like, I don't know. I'll order when they get here. I don't know. I'll order when they get here. Indecisive people.
I am
my wife.
I am such an indecisive person that I haven't even decided if I am indecisive yet or not.
I'll do it for you. You are. Very indecisive. Now, study has been done, and this is like a legit research psychologist being tested thing that has been put out there into the universe. And they are saying, and I have a hard time buying this, but they're saying that those indecisive people out there in the world are actually smarter than the people who are just quick for a decision.
Exhibit A.
This is where I feel like the research falls flat.
By the way, no one asked me to participate.
No.
I don't know if I could have made up my mind.
They could have changed the numbers quite substantially, I reckon. But the research has been done. And they've got a number of ways of scaling people and figuring out if they are indecisive. So they ask questions like, I don't know, do you try putting off making decisions?
100%.
That's you. You have a hard time planning your free time. It's free time, but you have a hard time knowing what to do with it.
It is so overwhelming.
Oh, my God. You often worry about making that wrong choice.
Every day.
And it seems like deciding the most trivial thing can take you a really, really long time.
I won't tell you how, well, you know how long it takes me to make an order at dinner.
Yes, way, way, way too long. Well, with all that information, they got all the research, they put it together, and they're saying, and I'm trying to remember how to say this word correctly. I wrote it down phonetically, and it still doesn't make sense to me. Ambivalence, that's it. Trait ambivalence is something they're looking for in people. And from the research, what they're saying is because you weigh up your options, you do your research, and you sit back and take your time on making that call, at the end of the day, people like yourself, Carly, are more than likely to make the smarter decision.
Are we?
When you do finally make a decision.
Wow. Now, I love this, but I think I am the exception to that rule. Because
I think so too.
Fast forward to only yesterday, Alan, when we were at the Pink Lake and we decided to buy an ice cream on the way home.
That's right.
And you and producer Bailey went for great choices, a Magnum and a cookies and cream connoisseur.
Boom.
You know what? I thought, and because of the panic of the moment and the overwhelmingness of the options for choices there, I last minute just picked up an icy pole.
Oh,
fatal mistake.
What? Oh, okay.
I know.
Well, that's because you were forced to make a decision. But if you're in your own time with all your indecisiveness quirks,
well, you were honking the horn.
That's
so
right. Well, I didn't turn the car off either. I was just like, mate, we're in a hurry. Let's go.
It pays to be indecisive. Well, I love this.
Here's another rule for you indecisive people out there. If you're trying to figure out which station to listen to and you're landing on this one while you're still weighing up your options, take this advice. They're saying that when it comes to making a decision, if you can't decide on what to do, choose the decision that will create a change in the status quo, because then it will be something different and what it will be is actually giving you a real option of something.
So what you're saying is I should get a fringe.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, why not? And I'll tell you what, you shouldn't get an icy bowl. That was a terrible choice. Hit breakfast with Alan and Carly. And do you like Christmas, Carly?
Oh, of course. I love Christmas.
Do you like the idea of celebrating Christmas before we even hit December, Carly?
My tree's already up.
Well, that is what we like to hear because Lego Masters Brickmas is back again. Some great names are going to be on it, including our next individual who just happens to co-host it with Hamish Blake. We have got Ryan McNaught, Brickman, on the line. Good morning.
Good morning. Merry Brickmas.
Great pun. Pun to kick it off. And a Merry Brickmas right back to you. Does co-host feel fair when I see Hamish on set basically running around being, not very helpful, if I'm being completely honest, and you do most of the heavy lifting? Is it kind of like, would he be co-host, or are you the host and he's like a little helper?
No, he's the boss. I'm firmly happy to let him take that, because with all that responsibility comes, you know, he's got to put in the effort, which of course he does. Although I must say, have you heard him sing the theme song to Bricksmith?
Oh, yes. Yeah,
my ears are still bleeding.
Glad you said it.
What I love is the cast you've assembled for this. But my favourite one, obviously, Emma Wiggle, so exciting. We've got Lincoln Lewis. But I thought this was an interesting one. Darren Palmer from The Block. So are we going to see essentially his interior design translate into the Lego world?
Yeah, and isn't it funny? It's a bit like myself. We get to judge a judge for a change.
Yeah, absolutely. So are we going to see like little tiny pillows being fluffed?
Probably. And like mad dashes to like the furniture shop. We've got to get this. We've got to get that. There'll be talk about his budgets, of course. You know, has he blown that? All of that kind of stuff. But there's no auction at the end, though.
He won't know what to do with himself. He'll just be hanging around. He's probably still on set right now, Brickman.
Yeah, probably. Hey, there is a WA connection, though, if I'm allowed to digress.
Yeah,
so Emma Wiggle, she's partnered up with G, who is from our contestants from season one, who's from WA. And I've got to say, if you could get opposite people and put them together in a team that just makes unbelievable viewing, it's those two.
Oh, wow. Right. Well, I love Emma Wiggle. Did she have to stick to the yellow theme, which Lego is known for?
No, she had full creative control over the color palette. She can choose whatever she wanted to, but absolutely hilarious. She's awesome.
Awesome. Well, I'm looking forward to watching what she does. Now, Brickman, you've actually got an exhibition happening at the moment in Perth that people need to check out. I know it's here for a little while longer. I haven't got around to seeing it yet, Brickman. I apologise.
No, that's okay. Yeah, life-size dinosaurs. We've made Jurassic World out of Lego bricks. So, life-size T-Rex, Brachiosaurus, all these kind of big, scary, huge, giant dinosaurs. Yeah, so people can go along and, of course, make their own dinosaurs to check out ours too.
Oh, I love that.
Through school holidays, Carly, that's what we'll be getting up to for sure.
Now, excuse my ignorance, Brickman. Obviously, I love Christmas, but is Christmas Lego a thing, or are you guys trying to make it a thing? Like, can I go out to the shops now and buy a Christmas-themed Lego set, or do I have to make my own?
No, absolutely there's Christmas-themed. There always has been.
Oh, love that.
Yeah, there's quite a few different ones. There's, you know, there's trees, there's like winter villages, there's all sorts of Christmassy Lego.
I did not know that.
I did not know that
you
either.
You can even get it, make a Lego wreath to put on your door.
I love that.
Oh, my God. Carly's literally shopping right now. But imagine dropped it if you don't have a strong enough hook.
Yeah, minor detail.
Well, Brickman, we can't wait to see it. It's over two massive nights. This Sunday at 7 on Channel 9. Make sure you're watching it. Lego Master Brickmas. Thanks for the chat today, Brickman. We appreciate it.
Awesome. Merry Christmas.
But Alan, I don't know if you've marked this in your diary. I certainly haven't. But I'm sure there are a lot of people that are very much looking forward to this. And that is the fact that the FIFA World Cup is going to be kicking off. Is it today? I don't know. Very soon. Anyway, see, like I said, I didn't have it in my diary.
No, you don't. You should, but okay.
Whilst I'm not following the World Cup, I have been following this story because it is absolutely hilarious. So this kind of originated on TikTok, and that was people starting to question the legitimacy of fans that have been taking to the streets in jerseys and chanting and kind of creating a bit of a buzz in anticipation for the World Cup.
Okay, yeah. Well, it's in Qatar this year, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of controversy around it, to be honest with you.
A lot of controversy.
Some
there.
Underhanded stuff is going on.
Yes.
So what's the question on TikTok then?
Well, speaking of underhanded, people are actually questioning the legitimacy of fans. And in fact, people are accusing them of being fake fans.
What's a fake fan? Like you're paying them to be
there
or
literally
something.
Being paid because they
to like, create like a buzz on the
to
street.
Create a buzz on the street.
Oh, like
so,
everything's awesome here, guys. Don't look any further.
Don't look any further.
Look how happy the fans are. Yeah, okay. I can, all right.
But
get
you know
it.
What? Obviously, like we said, there's a lot of stuff that, you know, we don't agree with when it comes to this situation. But
yeah.
Who is to blame anyone for wanting to create some fanfare and some fake buzz?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
I'm here for it.
Well, I'm glad that you're here for it because I think maybe we take a step further and bring the crowd in to enjoy our show, if that's
absolutely.
Okay with you. So come on in, guys. Come on in. Matt Groom. Well, there's a lot of you. Come on in.
get around. That just makes me feel so good.
Oh, it's a big crowd.
Oh.
Hey, guys.
Thank you.
Oh, wow. Yeah, hey. I'm Alan. That's Carly.
Hello.
Yeah, you got.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay, I can get around this one. I get it. Okay. I might just take my shirt off if you don't mind. If that's not too weird. I hope it's not too weird. I have no idea. There you go.
Hey.
That's like not necessary, guys.
Who doesn't need a fake fan in their life?
This is great.
Honest?
Yeah. Oh.
I'm here for it.
Yeah, for sure.
Wouldn't mind a couple of fake laughs as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, say something funny. Say something funny.
Alan, you look great without your shirt on.
That's not nice. That's.
I need this for my next stand-up set, to be honest.
That was brutal. It's really, really mean.
I was only joking.
Oh, I hate
come
this
on,
crap.
No, let's give it up for Alan. Come on, let's make him feel better. Come on, let's give it up for him. There we go.
I'm coming around. All right.
We have more fans than what I accounted for.
Well, we got plenty in here. It's just I don't like that one over there.
Guys.
All right. Right. Well, that was fun. Now I get why they're doing it.
Can they stay?
Absolutely. We'll keep them around.
Let's keep them around.
That was the Alan and Carly podcast.